So we're in our first week here at the Vajrasattva retreat, and in the last Bodhisattva breakfast corner, Venerable Tsemkhe talked a bit about the importance of motivation, and used the example of how all of the retreatants that are here set the motivation to come to this retreat, and here y'all are. So motivation is very important also each time we sit in meditation. And so when we begin each session, we first do some breathing meditation to calm the mind. And, every mind is different, so however long that takes, but you can feel how all the thoughts kind of settle down and you kind of settle on the cushion. And then once your mind has calmed a bit, then to set the motivation. And the way that I do that is I ask myself the question, what am I sitting on this cushion for? What's the purpose here? What am I doing? And that always leads me to really kind of tap into my really heart aspiration to transform my mind to become enlightened so that I can benefit others. So it's very important to start with the motivation with each session. So, because as you see, you set the motivation to come here, here you are. You set the motivation in your meditation session, and then your mind will follow that. So it's quite powerful, actually. The other thing that Venerable Tsemkhe talked about was this notion of being a good friend to ourselves. And I wanted to elaborate on that a little bit today in the context of the Vajrasattva retreat. So when we do this retreat, the Vajrasattva retreat, we do a life review and bring to mind those actions that we have done that have been harmful, these mistakes that we've made in our lives, these non-virtuous actions that we've done. And then we use the four opponent powers to purify. And so if we keep a very narrow focus in our mind about our mistakes we've made, if we kind of have this sense inside that we've been bad, or we're not skillful, or we're somehow lacking, or kind of defective, somehow just not good enough. If we start looking at our past and review our life with that context, the retreat is going to be quite painful, quite difficult. Yeah. So what we need to do is set the context of how we review our lives. And we do that by really reflecting on the law of cause and effect of karma. And that can open up our view. And how? Well, if we are simply all of our mistakes, if that's the essence of us, we would not be in this form we're in. We would not be here. We would be in a lower realm. It's really important to remember that. Yeah, so that we can keep this kind of vaster context of who we are, of what this mind stream holds. And so if we keep that in mind, then as we do our life review, we do it in a balanced manner. Yeah. So as you do your life review, if you start noticing that you're getting tight in your mind or quite judgmental or critical, it's painful, then that's kind of the moment when you step back a little bit and open up your view again to remind yourself that you have been practicing this path for lives. not just this life. Because if you hadn't, you wouldn't have created the cause in this life to be where you are right now, to meet the Dharma, to meet qualified teachers, to have an interest, yeah, to want to transform the mind, yeah, because that's what connects all of us. We all want to transform our minds. We all want to have happiness and not have suffering, every one of us. Yeah. So it's really important to keep this vaster view that we have been engaged in this quest for more than just this life. And so we do this practice to continue to create the causes so that we can continue to progress in this life and in future lives, so that we all can become Buddhas, because we all have that capacity, every one of us. And so let's keep that in mind as we do these life reviews.